Okay, so what we did today is I took you a tour of what we're going to cover this quarter. The first half of the quarter is primarily concerned data collection. Today we talked about some click data. We talked a little bit about setting up experiments, because data which you get from experiments allow you much more actionability than data which you only get information. An old fact known in science for a couple of hundred years. The next class, we will talk about data where you reveal your intentions to typically search engines. In the third class, talk about attention data, where you reveal your attention, such as forwarding something to somebody, such as tagging items with which you choose. The fourth talk about data, you will learn about Hitwise and what they do with the huge data sets of items which they collect. The first half of the quarter, the problem sets will be hands-on problem sets, show you how you can collect data, how you can look at data people leave on your own website, how you can grab public data from other websites, how you can mash up data, example Flickr and Google AdWords, and finally, how you can build a recommender system for Delicious. The second half of the quarter, the remaining four classes, we will talk about modeling stuff, which was modeling social networks. An example would be which is modeling individuals based on the past behavior, which is modeling products. I already talked today about a simple example of the item-to-item filtering. And then modeling situations, where if you can find out which mode, which modality somebody's in. And one element for modeling situation actually is location-based, so it bridges in the end of the last class a little bit towards the mobile space. So that's the little to take you to for this quarter. As you have seen, I think, in the class, it is a class where, you know, I feel of you to some degree, as you know, of course, you hopefully learn some interesting things. And that's why I think it's better for if you actually come to class as opposed to try to watch it in your dorm rooms. It's always also a 3-hour class is hard to watch online. When I was a graduate student, I know what happened to the class in which I decided, let's leave it at this. So I encourage you for your own benefit to come to class. We decided that class start at 3:15 because that's the only time we can start. And we decided that class will end at 6:10. That's when our friends have to go home because they'll be hungry for dinner. We have 5 minutes left for today's class to talk about remaining logistics. First issue I want to talk about is, and unfortunately you have to deal with this here because I need to show it to you, is the online wiki which you will produce after class. So one of them is this wiki here, and I just invite you to use your imagination what you might have there. And it says here, Data Mining eBusiness Stanford Spring 2007. There's a little button up here, edit this page. And when you hit this button, anybody can write anything onto this page. Like in the professor's an idiot, whatever you want to write. It will not be anonymous. It will say, this is why I want to have this page. It will have a pseudonym, and you can pick whatever pseudonym you want to pick. But it will have all of your comments with your pseudonym. That's what I will see. What I invite you to add is really add your login name or your pseudonym after here, key insights obtained or something like this, whatever you think is. That is the course wiki. We then will have for each class, for each individual class, one. And I will actually work with the first four people who are willing to do it for this week. I'll work with to make sure we set it up the right way this week. So everybody needs to be part of one group out of these 8 groups, which does for one class a wiki and has that wiki up by, what did you say?
Fridays at 6 p.m.
By 6 p.m. So you need to form groups, hang out with your friends,
It also applies for the SE people. Wiki is part of the reason I do this is that it's basically equal footing whether you're here or whether you're somewhere in India. And there's time shift issues, but no, that we can't do much about. So we need people, and we'll do this next week, to form 8 groups. Each group is responsible to pick one class, produce the wiki for that class, and have it up on Friday by 6 p.m. of the same week. For the first week, I now want 4 people who are willing to do it for this class, and I will spend some time with you doing that. I have 4 hands who are willing to do this. Okay? We have 5, I take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so we have, who do we have here? Okay, it's just 4 of you. 4 or 5, I can also take 5 people. There's a 5th person I have with that. Okay, we'll meet right after class, and then we'll have a class for the remaining ones, how that works. That gives you 30% of the grade. So you guys are actually in good shape that, you know, those that were secured, we help you with that. The second part are the homework assignments. Those make 50% of my grade. The first 3 homeworks, the 2 TAs grade both, because it's a lot of work. The subjects, they take turns. To make it easy for you, this email address, stats250gspring2007@gmail.com, that's what you need to worry about sending it to them. They will worry about, you know, who does the work well. A third element is participation. So part of the reason why it's important for me to know who you are is that I know, you know, who participated in my class. What I used to do is I ask people from SCPD to send in their main summary of the points. That actually was really a hassle to try to grade that. Instead, the way they show their class participation is by editing the wiki. It has been put up. So each class wiki, not the course wiki, but each class wiki has input from basically anybody in the class, and one way of looking at it is what you guys do with that, whether you really make that a good page for each class or whether you never touch it. That's it for the grading, since you asked about grading. For additional offering, basically, is if you have some brilliant idea for an interesting project, then I'm very happy to discuss this with you. In my experience, it's actually good to have a couple of people doing a project together, because there are so many different fields entering this class that it just works out. Maybe technically working with some person who's more in economics or something like that. And I then decide if I think actually it's an interesting project, I'm happy to spend some of my time talking to you about it. If you don't convince me that it's an interesting project, then there's not much you can do it about it. You can still hand it for the TAs and they will grade it, but that's all we can provide. It's just a chance for me to personally commit to helping every prisoner's idea. Finally, there are for good students possibilities to work as interns at some of the companies I work with, both locally here, but also and in Germany. So for that, once we know each other a little bit better, we can talk about it and I can tell you what the options are. Some of you are exciting projects. For instance, Bangkok is an example. Is a large online travel agency called Agoda. They're Singapore based, but they operate 150 people. Great management team, and they're using Google AdWords and other ways to do advertising, and there's some interesting problems there. It means you spend summer in Bangkok, it's warm, but it's probably an interesting experience for you. And all these things are reasonably paid. Don't get rich, but you know, it's sort of standard internship deals. For the second half, I didn't mention this, will be primarily your feedback on readings. So we'll have much more papers in the second half. And in some classes, because of such different backgrounds, actually I'll offer maybe 3 or 4 papers which you can read. And then I expect you to send in to the TAs your feedback on 2 of those papers. So some of them might be too technical for some people, or others might be just too broad for other people. So we have a choice of papers for the class after in the second half. And that is an individual assignment. You each need to do this. That's not a group assignment. For the first homework, I think I wanted to have it as an individual assignment. For the second and the third, I'm going to make these pairwise or three people assignments, but let's see how the first one goes. That way we have a feeling when we get it on Wednesday, on Monday, when we get on Sunday, whether we should combine people. It's in some way, it's long, 2 hours. So I thank you for giving me your attention here, attention economy, for 3 hours. On the other hand, it's short for all the topics we have. But if you have other questions, I'll be here. Let me thank you for being a great class.